Committee to order. Let the record show that it's March 8th and 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Before we get started with our license plate day at the Transportation Committee, I'd like to call up Pat McCormick to discuss with us a little bit about what some of the costs might be concerning these specialty plates, how many of them we have, and also some of what it takes to actually create a specialty plate for the state of Minnesota. Just a discussion about that as we get started here, just so the committee members know a little background and what's behind the scenes of this. Ms. McCormick, welcome to the committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and members of the committee. For the record, Pat McCormick, the Director of Driver and Vehicle Services. And with me, I have Tom Evans, who's the supervisor of our special plates unit. And basically, I'll start off, and Tom can get into the greater details. But as you know, Driver and Vehicle Services operates using a fee-based budget. And so we operate on the fees that we collect. And so the production costs in terms of producing the plates that we do produce, we pay for those out of our special revenue account. And we work with MinCor in terms of producing the plates. As you know, there are special requirements that are required in terms of visibility so that law enforcement are able to quickly identify a plate, and that's why we have both a front and a rear plate on the vehicles. And I'll turn it over to Tom to talk just a little bit about the plates that we now have and currently what our process is.
Before you start, I'd just like to have the record show that we do have a quorum. Go ahead,
Mr. Chair. Members of the committee, I'm Tom Evans, Driver and Vehicle Services Special Plate Supervisor. And, there's quite a bit of background for the special plates. Currently, we contract with MinCor Industries, and we use the digital license plate system, which is a flat plate system that we switched to in 2007. Now, this new printing process offers us much more flexibility than we had in the past, and also offers us reduced design costs and manufacturing costs in some cases. For the special plates, usually what we have is a $500 design cost that we absorb through the plate sales. And that's for each design. If there's a corresponding motorcycle plate, there's an additional fee to come up with a design for the smaller plate. And a lot of the special plates right now do have that extra requirement for the motorcycle plates. Currently, we have over 68 different types of special plates, including many collegiate plates, many for veterans, and honoring victims of impaired driving. And we have the critical habitat, which are used to raise money for the DNR. Are there any
Evans,
specific questions?
How many different critical habitat plates are there, or is there just one out there?
Currently, there are six different designs for the critical habitat plates.
Kind of wondering.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Gazelka.
Thank you. I do have a question about each plate. Does the cost, each individual plate bear its own cost, or is it spread out to the whole group? Because I'm sure you have some plates that have just not very many people using them, and then others that have a bunch.
Mr. Evans.
Mr. Chair, Senator Gazelka, the plate cost is designed to cover the cost of all the plates. There's not a huge profit made on the plate sales, but it is enough to cover smaller plate sales. Once we have the design in place, that's the bulk of the cost, and it's usually recovered within the first year or so.
Senator Hall.
Mr. Chair, I used to work at the prison in St. Cloud in the early 80s, and we used to make all the plates there. I remember giving a tour one time, and one of the high school students said, "You mean you really do make license plates when you go to prison?" And, we used to all be stamped there, and we had all the different variations of all the different plates on the wall that could possibly be made. I'm just wondering if you could explain a little bit about where the plates are made and decision process to, you know, take it out of that system and go a different route?
Mr. Chair, Senator Howe, back in 2007, we switched Mincor Industries, which manufactures all of our plates for the state of Minnesota. We've switched over to the digital license plate design. It's a much more friendly system than the old painted system. There's no solvents or paints involved. It uses a dry transfer process, much like you'd see in a almost like a laser printer. This offers us a lot more design options. We can produce just about any four-color process on demand. We no longer have to contract out for a special background sheeting as we did in the past. Mm. So we can turn around designs much faster than we did before. The digital license plate system also, the flat plates offer a little better readability for law enforcement with the black letters and the crisper printing. You know, a lot less errors. The system is also smart enough to take out double printing. You know, we no longer have to have we have a lot less waste of metal and other materials. Excuse me. So, because the system is smart enough not to remake plates that are already in the system.
Sure. I'll follow. Could you answer the question, Mr. Chair? Where are they made?
Oh, I'm sorry. They're made at the they're manufactured in the Rush City Correctional Facility.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Ms. McCormick, and
Mr. Chair and members of the committee, the only other thing that I wanted to mention is the fact that we do have an advisory committee that needs to meet and ensure that any plate design meets the requirements of the statutes. And so on that committee, we have representatives from the State Patrol as well as we have chief of the Isanti Police Force is also a member of that advisory committee, and we make sure that we check to see how the plate reads with lights on, lights off, and from distances so that we're sure that it meets the requirements that law enforcement need in order to be able to identify the vehicles.
Right. Thank you, Ms. McCormick, Mr. Evans. Appreciate the input at the beginning of this. The first bill up is Senator Ingebrigtsen.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chair and members.
Senator Ingebrigtsen, welcome to the committee.
This time in the legislature is certainly a learning experience. I didn't know until now that Senator Howe spent time in prison. But it's kind of nice to know in the interest of disclosure that.
Thank you.
Oh, that's right. You worked there, you said. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, okay.
You have a question? Excuse me, Senator Ingebrigtsen. Senator Reiner?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just briefly before our next testifier starts, are we going to have the Highway Patrol testify today? I know traditionally in my transportation experience, they've always had an opinion on the specialty license plates, and I think it would be worthwhile to hear from them.
Senator Reinert, they hadn't indicated an interest in testifying either for or against or having input at today's meeting.
Okay.
If
thank you, Mr.
We
Chair.
Can call, the colonel is here, and we can call him up after a bit, I guess, and see what their thoughts are if they want to have input into these. So.
Mr. Chair.
Looks like he looks like he wants to testify. So.
Again, almost holding back, Senator Ingebrigtsen. So. But I think we'll go ahead and let Senator Ingebrigtsen proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senate File 179 before you is obviously a concerted effort between myself and Representative Kreisel from the House, who's here today. And it's a bill that's pretty straightforward, as all license plate bills are. But it seems like we keep coming back and adding to it, and for a very good reason. This particular bill is. The Gold Star, expands on the Gold Star license plates to legal guardians and siblings of a person who has died while serving honorably in the active military service. Under current law, the only surviving spouse or parent is eligible. So I think if I might indulge the committee, I would let the representative talk about some of the experiences that he had of folks that might have been involved, that were involved with him, that this would actually cover. So if I could do that.
Representative Kreisel, welcome to the committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members. For the record, my name is Representative John Kreisel. I'm the state rep for District 57A. The reason that I wanted to bring this bill forward on the House side was because some of the experience I've had. I served 10 years in the military, and during our time in Iraq, we lost three men from our platoon in combat in Iraq. And so personally, two of the men were in the vehicle I was in. They were all three close friends, and I'm still close with the families involved. This bill won't create a new license plate. It expands the language of the current license plate to include the siblings or a legal guardian. And there are many people I served with that had legal guardians with them, or instead of a parent. And so to me, it's personal, but it's also the right thing to do. Also personally, knowing the families, knowing the siblings, I mean, they get tattoos of their loved one that gave their life protecting us. This is just another way for them to be able to honor them. And so I would urge your support. I feel pretty good about it.
Thank you, Representative Kreisel, and thank you for your service and also your sacrifice to our great state and our country. We very much appreciate that and honor that.
Thank you.
So, Senator Ingebrigtsen?
Mr. Chair, with me today is Sandy Best from the Veterans Affairs. She'd like to comment on the bill.
Ms. Best, welcome to the committee. If you'd identify yourself for the record, please.
Chairman, I am Lieutenant Colonel Sandy Best, and I'm representing the Department of Military Affairs. And I would just like to give support to the bills. The National Guard conducts an annual Gold Star retreat for military families that have lost a member. This retreat has expanded to include over 80 families who have lost a member since 9/11. At the last retreat, a family member proudly displayed their Gold Star plate to the governor and expressed how important the plate was to honor and express their pride. A common theme and one of the most apparent desires of the gathering of the Gold Star families was to extend the eligibility of the plates to include more family members. There is no way that we can adequately honor or compensate those families who exemplify the motto, some gave all. But extending the eligibility to the eligibility is a good provision to honor their loss. Thank you, sir.
Thank you for your testimony. Any questions from the committee? Senator DeCray.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I want to speak out in support of this. Some people in here may know this, some don't know this, that I ride motorcycle with a group called the Minnesota Patriot Guard, and I was a ride captain with that group when John was injured. And we, you're a hero, John, and I appreciate that. I want to speak out in support for all the families that have lost loved ones. So,
thank you.
Thank you, Senator DeGray. Senator Gazelka?
Well, Mr. Chair, I move that Senate File 179 be recommended to pass and be referred to the Committee on Finance.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Perry?
Mr. Chair, I was just going to say this bill probably would have moved faster if they would have had a different chief offer.
thank you for that input, Senator Perry. Senator Gazelka has moved that Senate File 370 or 179 be recommended to pass and re-referred to the Committee on Finance. Any discussion? All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair, members. Thanks so much.
Next bill that's up is Senator Kubley.
Yeah.
Francisco.
Senator Kubley, welcome to the committee.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. I do have an author's amendment. It's the A1 amendment, 340A1. And Mr. Chair,
Senator Kubley,
in talking with Ms. Berezovsky, she's indicated that we need to have a start date of January 1. Would it be all right with you and the committee if we put that on this amendment?
Ms. Berezovsky, give us the proper place to put that, please.
Mr. Chair, if Senator Kubley wishes to add it to the A1 amendment, then after, on the A1 amendment, after 1.12, insert, now this relates to the bill, after 1.22, insert effective date. This section is effective January 1, 2012.
Senator Perry moves that the 340A1 amendment be amended to read on line 1.12, after the comma, insert after 1.2. I'll have Ms. Berezovsky handle that.
Mr. Chair, after, on the A1 amendment, after page 1, line 12, insert, after 1.22, insert effective date. This section is effective January 1, 2012.
To the amendment, to the amendment, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and Senator Perry, for your kind inclusion of that.
Now to the amendment.
Mr. Chair and members, Ms. Berezovsky also informed me of a need to put it in a little different format. So if you could call on her to explain that as well.
Thank you, Senator Kubley. Ms. Berezovsky?
Mr. Chair, the A1 amendment does the following. It expands the category of eligible vehicles for this new plate from just passenger automobile to include one-ton pickup truck, motorcycle, and recreational motor vehicle as well. It specifies on 1.6 that an applicant for this plate has to pay the registration tax that's required by statute. Under the design portion on line 14, this allows the commissioner or directs the commissioner to consult with the Farmers Union concerning the design of the special plate. Then on 1.17, this has to do with transfer from one of the plate from one vehicle to another that's owned by the same owner, and this just mirrors the earlier language to describe all the vehicles that could bear this particular plate. And then the final change before the added effective date just specifies the fee, which fee it refers to that must be credited to the general fund.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Kubley.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair, and Ms. Berezovsky. With me today is Doug Peterson from Minnesota Farmers Union. He feels it would be better if it just said farm groups rather than restricting it to one farm group, if that's agreeable with you, Mr. Chair.
It it's your bill, Senator Kubley. I don't guess I'm not, I wouldn't be interested in weighing in on that discussion. But
it seems to me that would be a better.
Okay, we'll design this amendment the way you want it to make it fit your purposes here.
All right. Well, on lines 1.8 and 1.9, let's strike the Farmers Union and insert ag groups.
Senator Rest?
Ag might be a common term, but it's certainly not a word.
I think you're correct. Agricultural groups
that
might be
fine,
more
Mr.
appropriate.
Chair.
Thank you, Senator Rest. Senator Rest?
Trying to find the amendment. Moving along, huh?
A1.
It should read, Mr. Chairman, instead of that, in consultation with organizations that represent Minnesota farmers. I think that would be more inclusive.
Sure. Senator Kubley?
That would be fine, too, Mr. Chair.
Want to repeat that?
What was that? Mr. Chairman, then I would move to... on line 1.8 of the amendment, to delete in consultation, to delete with the farmers, and then delete line 1.9 before the comma, and insert after consultation with group organizations who represent Minnesota farmers.
Okay. On the amendment, to the amendment, line 1.8, as Senator Rest represented it, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Senator Perry?
I'd like to move the amendment in front of us, A1 amendment.
Senator Perry moves the 340A1 amendment as amended. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. So now we have your bill. If you would like it, Senator Kubley.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. With me today is Doug Peterson. He's the president of Minnesota Farmers Union. This was really their idea, but I'd like to give him an opportunity to address the committee as to why we feel this is important for the state's farming communities.
Mr. Peterson, welcome to the committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you, Senator Kubley. Kind of used to calling him Representative Kubley from many of my years at the House, and I also want to greet the committee and some of my former colleagues. Senator Rest, how are you doing? Good. Minnesota Farmers Union, I'm Doug Peterson, the Farmers Union president, and it's a general farm organization. We represent farmers of all sizes throughout all of Minnesota. And we have in the state of Minnesota about 75,000 farmers. And there is precedent for other states that have agricultural license plates. For example, there's one in California, Ohio, Maine, Illinois, and New Jersey, and they have various appropriation methods as to when the fee for this license plate is then, in other words, the channel where the money would actually go to. Farmers Union ourselves do not, and we would leave up to the wisdom of the legislature as to exactly where the money should be put. I think there was an appropriation issue within the bill to start out with. I think that's been settled. Just example for one thing, of the 75,000 farmers that we have in Minnesota, just in dairy alone, we have about 4,700 farmers. The average dairy cow operation is about 101 cows in that. The dairy contributes about $12 billion in revenue, and it contributes about 40,000 jobs. And if you go into some of the other agricultural industries within our state or endeavors, we are about 20% of the economy, and we have, I think, a fairly substantial stake in the state of Minnesota. But the other issue, above all of those other things, you can present a lot of statistics on how many farmers are out there, what it does on the economy. Farmers are proud to be in farming in rural Minnesota, and we think that we contribute, on the whole, quite a bit to a lot of what goes on in the state of Minnesota, and recognition for support of family farms or farms or agriculture, I think, would be appropriate endeavor for the state of Minnesota to recognize their contribution. With that, I'll stand for questions.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Rest.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm just looking through all the license plate bills and the fiscal notes for them. And I would just wonder if Councilor Ms. Boy could just indicate why there's such a great variation between from one bill to the next in terms of the expenditure. And I can understand Senator Ingebrigtsen's bill because that's just increasing eligibility, so that's not a creation, a design problem or issue or whatever. But why, Mr. Peterson referred to some that the amendment had taken care of some issue with regard to the payment here. But if you could just, in general, say why the variation between the bills.
Right. Mr. Chair and Senator Rest, the base costs and impact of the bills are all virtually the same. When we talk about creating a new special plate, there is an initial startup fee, and the department has assessed it to be around $1,000 for design and startup, and then the subsequent costs are covered by the plate fees. So any variations in the fiscal notes will be with different considerations in the bills.
And so the Kubley bill has $11,000 going to the Special Revenue Fund, and the Tomasoni bill has $119,000, and the Sharon bill has $4,000. So will they be able to say why the difference when they're testifying?
Ms. Blake?
Is the department here, and can they explain it?
Right. The difference, I'm sorry, Mr. Chair and Senator Russ, the difference in this particular bill is that as opposed to most special plates bills, is that the revenue from the plates is going to the general fund instead of the special operating account in the vehicle services operating account in the special revenue fund. So generally, the costs of the plate are paid out of the special revenue fund, and the subsequent revenues come back in and cover the cost of the plate. This bill is different, and then the revenues are going to the general fund.
Mr. Chairman,
Senator Rest.
Senator Kubley, why shouldn't the money go back to the special revenue fund?
Well, Mr. Chair and Senator Rest, primarily because I neglected to bring up my Second Amendment.
Mr. Chairman, Senator, do you think we could possibly entertain Senator Kubley's Second Amendment?
I certainly believe
which
we can.
Which has nothing
Senator
to do with
Rest.
Guns.
It's the A2 amendment, Mr. Chair.
I would offer the A2 amendment for him if it could be distributed, Mr. Chairman. Chairman, I move the A2 amendment.
I'd like to wait for just a moment while the committee gets, at least until they get a copy of it. Thank you. Okay, Senator Rest moves the A2 amendment. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Rest.
Ms. Boyd, would you explain how now the A2 amendment affects the fiscal note?
Ms. Boyd?
Mr. Chair and Senator Rust.
In terms of the numbers,
right.
Mr. Chairman.
The bottom line number will be the same in that the overall cost to the state will be $1,000 in the initial year and zero in subsequent years. Mm-hmm. It's just that there will now be no impact to the general fund, that the costs going in and coming in and going out will all be from the special revenue fund.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Kubley, I would hope that you would ask the department to issue you a revised fiscal note so that it would reflect that.
Any further questions or discussion on the bill? Need a member to help. Senator Wolf.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senator Kubley, I just had a question on, and this might just be a semantical thing. You added one-ton pickup truck, motor vehicle, or motorcycle, recreation motor vehicle, but just to keep things in similar wording on Senator Egan-Britson's bill, he also had van. Is that something you want to add on there, or does it matter if we have all the categories specifically stated?
Senator Kubley?
Mr. Chair, I'm not seeing it now. I guess I thought it does say passenger automobile on 1.10. I would think a van would qualify as an automobile. It just means that it's driven under its own power and it's got mobility and it carries more than one passenger. I don't know.
Senator Kubley, maybe we'll have Ms. Berzovsky, I believe, is diligently looking up the description of a passenger automobile for us. And we may have an answer here in just a moment.
Ain't easy some days.
Ms. Berzovsky?
Mr. Chair and Senator Kubley, van is actually included within the definition of passenger automobile. So it isn't necessary to state it separately.
All right.
Thank you, Senator Wolf and Senator Kubley.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Senchel.
This may have already been discussed, but in the amendment, the one-ton pickup, you know, half-ton, three-quarter-ton, are they also passenger van or passenger vehicles?
Ms. Berezovsky.
Mr. Chair, I believe so, and I see Pat McCormick is nodding yes.
Okay.
Thank you, Senator Sandra. Any other questions? Senator Sharon?
Mr. Chair, I recommend that Senate File 3340 be recommended to pass and be re-referred to the Committee on Finance.
Senator Sharon has recommended that Senate File 340. Senator Rust?
After. I just want to comment.
Just threw that in there to kind of trip me up, didn't you, Senator Rust?
No, I didn't. I just raised my hand.
I was going so well, too, there. Okay, Senator Sharon. Senator Sharon's motion is that Senate File 340 be, as amended, be recommended to pass and re-referred to the Senate Finance Committee. Senator Rust.
Mr. Chairman, have we heard from the department on any of these proposals? And I
Senator
wonder
Rest.
If they support them or are neutral or opposed or what?
Senator Rest, at the beginning of the committee, we had Pat McCormick and Mr. Evans up to talk about the procedure and all of that. They didn't indicate whether they were for or against this type of
Mr. Chairman,
activity.
I wonder if they do have, if the department does have an opinion.
Yeah. We could call up Ms. McCormick again and ask her. Ms. McCormick?
Mr. Chair and members of the committee, for the record, Pat McCormick, DVS director, and the department doesn't traditionally take a position as long as we believe that we can effectively accommodate what the request is and it meets all of our requirements. And also in the case of a few of the bills that are before you today, We have contacted the authors to talk about changing effective dates so that we can fit them in without having to contract with additional staff to make the to be able to produce the plates. And so we have done that in the cases where we feel there needs to be some correction. And I think we also did talk to Senator Kubley about the change regarding the general fund as well, but I didn't do that till right before the meeting, so we didn't have much time to do that, but certainly we try very hard to work with the authors to make sure that it's something we can accomplish.
That's Senator Rust.
I wonder, we sometimes hear from the State Patrol about their opinions of state of special license plates, and did they testify?
Senator Rust, they have not, but we are talking to Major Eckhart right now to see if he would be willing to come up and explain their position and their thoughts on these special plates.
Thank you.
Senator Hall?
Mr. Chair, I'm just wondering if Senator Kubel could speak to, you know, the design here says Minnesota supports family farmers, and, you know, I think in the past, and maybe if, Pat, if you could stay there too, I have a question for you. You know, we have plates, conservation plates that, you know, require additional fee that goes towards different programs, and then we have support our troops, which has additional fees that goes towards supporting veterans and different things. This doesn't look like it's designed, even though it says Minnesota supports family farmers, that there's any fees or anything being collected. And I'm just wondering, when somebody sees that plate on there, that they may think that, you know, this, by buying that plate or purchasing that, that it's going to go to some sort of a special account to support family farmers that are in trouble. And I'm just wondering if we're starting to confuse people with that word supports, because one, in fact, actually does something, and this is more of a word that says recognize, is what I'm thinking.
Senator Kubley?
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair, and Senator Howell. You know, there is a fee on 1.11 and a transfer on 1.16, but I know that there are other states where the legend, if you will, or the statement just names the state followed by the word agriculture. But I kind of assumed that when we said this was done in consultation with representatives of Minnesota organizations representing our farmers, that language would be worked out with them.
Well, Senator Hall? Mr. Chair, I think it specifically says that it needs to say that. It's the design plate, but I think it specifically says the wording that needs to be on that plate. If someone can share that with me, if council can share me. I'm just thinking using that word supports gives an implication that we actually have a fund to do something with. And this looks like the fee that here is just to kind of offset the cost of the plate. So I'm just questioning that.
Mr.
Senator Kubley, any comment on that?
Well, not really, Mr. Chair. I don't think, you know, we're not channeling money into a special fund that could benefit all farmers. I mean, that would be pretty monumental, you know, and the fee in this instance, I think, is intended to cover the expenses of the special plate.
Senator Reinert?
Mr. Chair, I was just going to come back to address Senator Russ's point. I gave Mr. Murray a note and said at the end I intended to, with your indulgence, ask the State Patrol up to just comment on specialty license plates in general, especially enforcement issues. So.
Thank you. Yes, and we received your note and inspired us to check with the major and make sure that he was on board with that, and we didn't surprise him. Don't want to go surprising our state troopers. Senator Rest.
Mr. Chairman, in response to Senator Howell's point, in the past when we've taken up special license plates, when there was to be additional funds, because some people indeed understand that when they buy a plate, it's not just covering the cost. For example, when we had special plates for the sesquicentennial celebration, I believe, and Ms. McCormick could correct me, I think the plate costs were like $25, and so the initial part of the cost was to cover the plate, and then the rest of it was appropriated to the Minnesota Historical Society for the sesquicentennial celebration. I think plates have done both things. Just a special plate just covers the cost, regardless of what it says on there, and then special plates that were trying to raise money for a particular cause, and maybe Ms. Boyd or Ms. Berezovsky or Ms. McCormick could give us, if you recall, some of the others where the cost has been like $25 rather than $10, and those that currently, regardless of what the sentiment is on them, are just to cover the cost. But I think, but Senator Howell, we quite right, we've done it both ways.
Ms. Boyd, would you like to weigh in on this?
Mr. Chair and Senator Rest, I think the department would be better able at this point to give you a list of those. I think those are the rarer that we do an additional charge. And I remember the sesquicentennial, it was the base cost of $10 to cover the cost of the plates, and then an additional $25 on top of that, funneled to a special fund for the sesquicentennial activities. But maybe Ms. Berezovsky or Ms. McCormick could provide a list to us of some of the examples.
Mr. Chair, we can provide a list. Obviously, the one that's used the most is the critical habitat plates, where the person that has that is a plate holder for their vehicle, they pay an annual contribution at the time that they renew their plates. And so it depends on... we don't have a lot of contribution plates, but there are more than the critical habitat, and I can get a list and send that to the committee members. They do take more time for the division in terms of accounting for that, and there's extra work that goes into us being able to set up the special accounting codes and some of those things. And right now, those are somewhat problematic while we're redesigning our new information system and the fragility of our system. But we try to work with the authors as best we can, and certainly would let them know if we felt that would be difficult for us to do.
Thank you, Ms. McCormick. Senator Howell, do you have a comment?
Mr. Chair, you know, I grew up on a family farm. You know, I think growing up on a family farm is you know, part of the fabric of a great deal of Minnesota residents, and I think we do need to. The family farms contribute tremendously to our economy. My only point is, you know, I like the fact of working with the farm organizations to design the plant, the plate. It's just that it has, you know, this statute specifically says the inscription, Minnesota supports family farmers. And I think the word support indicates that, you know, who in a farming community wouldn't have this plate on? I mean, you're giving a indication that if you don't have this plate on, you must not support it. And if you do have this plate on, you're giving additional dollars to some organization to help family farmers out. And I think it confuses it to the degree that when people have support our troops on, or when they have conservation plates, there is actually an additional charge, and sometimes a significant charge for those plates. So I'm just seeing that word supports. You know, if you'd left the inscription up to the design of those farmers' organizations or whatever, I think it would be better.
Senator Rust,
Mr. Chairman, Ms. McCormick, do you know what the Support Our Troops has a dedicated fund?
Ms. McCormick.
In addition to the cost of plate?
Mr. Chair and Senator Rest, Tom Evans just brought me the list, and the ones that have an annual minimum contribution include, as I said, the critical habitat plate with a $30 minimum contribution, Support Our Troops, $30 minimum contribution, and the collegiate plates, $25 minimum. We have one-time contribution plates, sesquicentennial, as Senator Rest stated, was $25, and the Proud to Be a Veteran is a $30 one-time contribution, and those are the only contribution plates that we administer at this time.
Senator Russ?
Mr. Chairman, I support Senator Howell's comments with regard to not being prescriptive on the what it actually says. Senator Kublin, and you've indicated that in other states there's a different phrase, and I wonder if Senator Howell would join me in supporting an amendment, Ms. Berezovsky or Ms. Boyd, that would indicate that in consultation would come up with a design. I mean, and leave any comments with regard to the inscription out.
Mr. Chair.
Could you help me with that? And
yeah.
Senator Kubley, Mr. Chairman, Senator Kubley, would you object?
I have no objection, Mr. Chair, or Senator Hest. And if Senator Howell would like to contribute more at the time he gets one, I'm sure the department wouldn't turn him down.
Mr. Chair, Senator Kubley, I already have a conservation plate, but as soon as it expires, I'll get that support, the farmer plate.
It'd be a wise move, Senator Howell. Senator Cruz.
Well, I was just going to say, I believe we have a motion on the table right now to pass as amended. So would it be prudent to maybe take care of that vote that down until we can deal with this amendment and then?
Not necessary.
Well, it's a motion.
Before we can proceed, I think we would have to have her withdraw.
I would move to amend. We need language, not just an idea. Ms. Berezovsky, can you help us? Senator Howell and me on how to take that, how to just refer to in consultation with the groups, do a design that takes out the inscription language.
Very good, Senator Resta. I think before we do that, we'll have to have Senator Sharon withdraw her motion.
Yep.
Take it off the table.
Mr. Chairman, she could have made that a motion 10 minutes ago, and it's still, as long as we don't vote on it, it's still before the committee. She doesn't have to take that.
Very good. Well,
we still can amend the bill until we actually vote on it.
Well, let's not do that, Senator Sharon and Ms. Berezovsky.
Mr. Chair, Senator Rest, the motion would be to delete on 1.14 the last three words, and on 1.15 delete everything through farmers and the quotation mark as well.
Okay, Senator Rest moves that we amend Senate File 340, line 1.14, delete everything after the word emblem, and everything on line 1.15. Any discussion? Although, Senator Rest?
So just to be crystal clear, so the sentence then would read, the commissioner shall design the special plate emblem in consultation with organizations that represent Minnesota farmers. No, that's
Minnesota
not where that language is.
It goes in right after commissioner.
Oh, it goes in after commissioner. Okay, that's my motion.
Ms. Berezovsky, would you read the amendment?
Mr. Chair, the amendment would be to delete on 1.14 so that it, and on 1.15, all of the language except for the period. And may I read this sentence the way it would read with the previous A1 amendment? It would read, the commissioner, in consultation with organizations that represent Minnesota farmers, shall design the special plate emblem.
You've heard the motion to amend Senate File 340. Any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion prevails. Okay, now on Senator Sharon's motion that Senate File 340 be recommended to pass and re-referred to the Committee on Finance. Any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr.
Thank you, Senator Kubley. Good one. Next next up is Senator Tomasoni.
I'm sorry.
Senator Rest?
Mr. Chairman, are we going to hear from the State Patrol on these issues?
Why don't we give the State Patrol a few minutes to describe their likes or dislikes with these plate-type bills. Senator Tomasoni, I hope that you will allow us a little latitude in that.
How are you, sir? I'm good. How are you?
Just not in the back. Major Eckhart, welcome to the committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Major Ken Eckhart. I oversee special operations for the State Patrol, and one of those duties is the legislative liaison to the state legislature.
Major Eckhart. Senator Reinert, I guess we need to tee up a question for you. Senator Reinert.
I just kind of thought that the question was implied by this point. But, Major, if you just address the question that I and others have had around enforcement from the State Patrol and other law enforcement agencies, especially if we increase the diversity of plates.
Major Eckhart.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Reinert, that always is a concern. And the two primary concerns we have as these plates are developed is the clarity of those specific characters that are used in that license plate and are so we're able to read those in all different types of weather and whatnot and light conditions. The other thing is the state of record, so we know which state that license plate came from, because I just saw a license plate the other day from Wisconsin, and I had to double take it before I realized what state it was from. But we've had great luck and cooperation working through that advisory committee that Ms. McCormick talked about. Local law enforcement is represented in that committee. We're representing that committee. We have two field commanders that serve on that committee. And we've worked through some plate designs. I think a couple of them from memory is the critical habitat license plates to make sure that we're able to read those license plates. So we've things have worked well through that advisory committee.
Senator Rust.
Mr. Chairman, sir, are there some plates that are currently being used? I have one in mind. I don't know what cause it supports that it's almost impossible to read. It's the one with the red and white stripes going through it.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Rest, I guess personally I'd have to say that of all the license plates I've seen in Minnesota, that one is probably the most difficult to read, yes. But like the gentleman testified to, there's well over, 60 different license plates now.
Mr. Chairman, sir, was that license plate subject to the advisory committee, or did that license plate, was that adopted, that design, before the advisory committee put in place, or what's the history there?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Rest, I don't serve on that committee, and I don't have firsthand knowledge of that. Maybe Ms. McCormick does.
I see Ms. McCormick is coming up once again to the table. Ms. McCormick.
Mr. Chair and members of the committee, for the record, Pat McCormick with Driver and Vehicle Services. That plate was what led us to have the advisory committee. And we changed that particular plate design. We're on our third version, and I was just talking to Tom Evans, and he said that we're almost to the end of that plate design so that we shouldn't have those problems again. So,
thank you, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate that history.
Thank you, Senator Rust. Very good. Andrew Eckhart, thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members.
Senator Tomasoni.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, committee members. Senate File 393 was actually passed out of this committee last year also. And what this is it's a special license plate for retired firefighters. And the reason there is a special license plate, my understanding, is that because when a current firefighter has a license plate that indicates that he is a firefighter, that they are allowed to actually onto scenes and are able to aid with the current fires. And so once they retire, if they were allowed to keep that plate, then it would be a retired firefighter, and who knows if they had gone through the specific training or whatever that needs that might be updated as a result of new ways of combating fires. And so so the retired firefighters would like to be able to get a plate to indicate that they've served in the capacity of a firefighter and show that they've now retired. We have an amendment that we also put on last year, and that makes the bill non-controversial. And basically what it does is say that the firefighter had to serve at least 10 or more years and be in good standing with the fire department where they had served, and that the chief writes a letter affirming that. And I think Ms. Munyon can give you a little bit of testimony on that, just to clarify anything that I might not have said correctly.
Mr. Chairman, Sherry Munyon on behalf of the Minnesota State Fire Chiefs Association and the Fire Departments Association. And we worked with Senator Tomasoni for clarification that a retired firefighter actually has served for a certain length of time with a department and also did leave in good standing. So there'd be no question about that.
And Mr. Chairman, we also talked to the department about the effective date, and there's a 1.7 line in there that I need Ms. Berezovsky to explain because I'm not sure what that does.
Ms. Berezovsky?
This is on the amendment. I don't know if you've all seen the A1 amendment or not. So this is on the A1 amendment, and somebody needs to offer it, I guess.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Perry.
I'd move Senator Tomasoni's amendment. I can't remember what
the A1.
A1 amendment.
A1. Thank you.
Berezovsky.
Mr. Chair and Senators, on the A1 amendment, line 1.7 states, this subdivision is exempt from section 168.1293. That section of law is applies to some special plates, and it sets up various steps that have to be taken in order to initiate a special plate in some circumstances, and they involve applying to the commissioner and having a scientific study to show that at least 10,000 motor vehicle owners will buy the plate, and putting down $20,000 up front and to guarantee costs. So this line would exempt this plate from those requirements.
Okay. And Senator Tomasoni, was there an amendment to the amendment as far as a date goes?
No, it's on the date.
That is
on the date, and it's the date that the department talked about earlier that Senator Cooley also had on his bill. So right. We got everything in there now, I think.
Good. Senator Perry moves moves the A1 amendment to Senate file 393. Any discussion? Senator Howe?
Mr. Chair, I'm just wondering, it says here, has a letter from the fire chief, and I'm just wondering if you might not consider adding, you know, city administrator or something onto that, because if you just have fire chief, I know not everyone in the department gets along with the fire chief, and it could appear that someone might run into problems if they retired and were in good standing but was unable to attain a letter from the fire chief, and maybe they had to get it from the mayor or the city administrator. So I'm just wondering.
You know, you bring up a pretty good point. You bring up a pretty good point, Senator Hall. But I don't know if you would have language, or if we could. I mean, this might be something we can decide after it gets out of here and at the next committee. Maybe
sure. I'm just thinking you might want to add city administrator or mayor, then you've got three choices at the city, just in case you're not in favor with that.
I've got two fire departments where they just got rid of, the long-standing chief, and so you might have a pretty good point.
I've got a good
Senator Hall.
Mr. Chair, I've got a good relationship with my fire chief, and my brother is a fire chief. So, okay. But I also think that you should have more than one person to go to if that was the case.
All right.
Any further discussion on the amendment? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries.
And Mr. Chairman, that's basically what the bill does then, and I think. think everybody's happy with it that I know of. I know of no opposition, and so I hope we can move the bill.
Senator Stephen?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And Senator Tomasoni, you referenced this a little bit, but the distinction between current members of fire departments who get special plates and then can use that plate to access fire scenes. And I understand that your intention here is to distinguish on retired plates, that there's a distinction. So I assume that what you're implying is that this plate would not be used then to gain access, special access to any emergency response.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, Senator Stephen, that's correct.
Is that, do you feel like that's specified enough in the bill, or the how will the department design a plate that looks substantially different enough from a current firefighter plate? No. Would it just say retired and then because
look at the line. Mr. Chairman, Senator Seymour, are you comfortable with line 230? That says the commissioner shall design a special plate emblem that is distinguishable from the emblem of firefighter special plates.
Mr. Chair, I understand. I did see that language, but distinguishable, I guess then, is the understanding that every emergency response person in the state is going to know that if there's a different a retired firefighter plate, that they don't have access to the same fire scene? I mean, it seems a bit of a stretch to assume that everyone in the state will then know who's involved in emergency response will know, because I assume there'll be a very limited number of these plates, especially with the exemption we just passed, that they'll know that they won't have the same level of access as a current firefighter.
Got something on that, yeah.
Ms. Bunya?
Mr. Chairman, Senator, the primary issue is that when a firefighter retires, they have to turn in their plate right now. So being an honorary plate, the primary purpose here is that they can continue to have a plate recognizing they served. In terms of the change of plate or secondary plate, I would assume that the committee that Ms. McCormick talked about would take this into consideration from the State Fire Marshal's Office and from the Fire Chiefs Association and the Fire Departments Association. They would be sending out notification if this becomes law to all of their departments.
Senator Reiner.
Mr. Chair, a comment, and then I'll be happy to move Senator Tomasoni's bill whenever you deem appropriate. But my comment would be, as much as I value my men and women of the IAFF back in Duluth, I would hope that we would at some point consider, if the committee is going to pass this, I would hope that at some point we consider as well the women and men of the thin blue line. I think retired law enforcement probably deserves the same kind of consideration. But again, whenever you would like, Mr. Chair, I'll move the bill for.
Whenever you are ready, Senator Reiner, you can move the bill.
Mr. Chairman, I'll move Senate File 393, recommended for passage by this committee, and then re-refer to the Committee on Finance.
Senator Gimsey, Senator Gimsey,
Senator Tomasoni,
aren't you going to have an omnibus special plate bill?
These tough financial times, everything goes through for the Finance Committee, as you know, Senator Tomasoni. But Senator Reinert has moved that Senate File 393, as amended, be recommended to pass and send to the Finance Committee. Any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and committee members.
Right, Senator Thomas. Senator DeCry. Welcome to the committee, Senator DeCry.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Chair and committee, before you should have Senate File 478. What this is it's a bill that would allow a disabled person to have more than one license plate on a vehicle. Namely, this would add the ability to have one on a motorcycle as well. Current law basically says that a disabled person can have a plate on one vehicle, and they can have a placard. There are a group of citizens who are disabled. Many of them, but not all, are wounded war veterans who do ride motorcycles. Many of them ride a motorcycle with a sidecar or a trike. And what this basically does, this bill would do, is it would allow the people that ride motorcycles to have a disabled plate on their car, have a placard, but this placard doesn't work well on a motorcycle because they can be stolen, they can blow away. And but if they had this handicap plate on their motorcycle, it would be a great help. Basically, there is a way that they can get them today by applying for this through the Disability Council. And they have to go through some extra steps and jump through some hoops to do it. And we feel that this should just be put forward in statute to make it law. This bill does have the support of ABATE. In your packet, there's a letter from ABATE, the motorcycle group that is supporting this. Currently, what we got from the fiscal department is there's no fiscal note on it. And I do have one question, I guess, on the bill that Bonnie might be able to answer. On this bill, there's not a date when it would go into effect. Can we assume that that would mean that July 1st it would automatically go into statute, or is that not a correct assumption?
Ms. Berezovsky.
Mr. Chair, Senator DeKreif, the default effective date when it isn't stated on a bill that doesn't have an appropriation in it is August 1st. So it would be August 1st of 2011, unless you want to amend in a different effective date.
Senator DeKreif, I think we've heard from DVS that they would like to see a January, I believe January 1st of 2012 date on all of these so that they can.
Mr. Chairman?
Oh, I see.
I don't think they have that concern.
Very good. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman?
Got it. Thank you. I take that back, Senator DeKreif. I was thinking of this being a new plate, but that's not the case. So.
Same point. Senator Ingebrigtsen's bill didn't need to have a January 1st thing because there's no design element there.
Right. That's correct. Just making sure we cover all of our bases here. So thank you for the input on that. And your testifier, Senator?
Yes, I would like to introduce a fellow motorcycle rider, Tom McLaughlin, and he can testify to the need as well.
Mr. McLaughlin, please state your name for the record.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Tom McLaughlin, 344 Inverness Drive, Mankato, Minnesota.
Thank you. Welcome to the committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. It's a pleasure to be here, and I'd like to thank you and the committee for giving me the opportunity to testify today. I guess I learned quite a bit sitting here in the audience today that this is probably the only plate that's before you that actually is allowed. But there is quite a bit of history with this plate. When you were under the original legislation, you were allowed to have a motorcycle plate like this, and you were allowed to have a blue placard, and you were allowed to have a license plate for your family vehicle. In my case, when the law changed in 1992, I had to give up one of the three. And being that motorcycle was a seasonal thing, I chose to keep my placard for my work vehicle, which I used in sales, and keep my family vehicle with a license plate. So I had to discontinue the use of my motorcycle plate, which as Senator DeKreif mentioned, basically eliminated me from using any handicap spots as I travel out throughout our state or throughout the country. I understand that there is a process now where you are allowed to go through a special process to get a plate, but the old law was just so much easier for disabled people. I'm active in the veterans organizations, and I ride with the senator here in the Patriot Guard. And there's a lot of us who were at 44 when I had to give up my plate. I'm 64 now. It's probably more important to me that I have access to handicap parking after a three-hour ride on a motorcycle with a prosthetic leg. You can imagine 50 steps may be quite a barrier if you cannot use that parking spot. And so a lot of us have now chose to ride the trikes, which you see around, and the sidecars. I personally had a sidecar for over 35 years now. So I guess what I'm asking today is that we go back to what the bill used to be, where if you were a disabled person, you were allowed to have a separate plate for that motorcycle, and you would not be required to give up your personal vehicle or your placard. And I would even go one step farther that, in an effort to save money, the old plate simply had an attachment, which is like the tab that you put on your vehicle every year. If the department were to issue this attachment with the serial number on it, it could be used by the rider, and it could save the state money and setup costs for additional plates. So if anybody has any questions, I'd be happy to answer.
Senator Rust.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. McLaughlin, or Senator DeCrypt, do you recall why the limitation was put on in 1992? It sounds to me that you're making a very reasonable argument that that should not have happened.
Well, I was told in 92 that it was an effort to rein in the abuse of handicap plates and stickers. And it didn't help. If you go to any shopping center today, you see people jumping out of the car with grandma's handicap plate and running in the store.
Mr. Chairman, on the other hand, it is against the law to ask anyone why they have a handicap license plate, and we can't make any assumptions about what their handicap is, even if they're running into a store, they may have a bad heart condition or anything. And so just because someone looks able-bodied is not an indication whatsoever about the reason why their doctor or whoever okayed a handicap plate.
And I certainly didn't mean to infer that. On my good days, a lot of people have trouble diagnosing my problem, too.
And for me, too, Mr. Chairman and Mr. McLaughlin, I have a handicap.
Senator Cruz? Do you have a... Senator Greif can move this. I'm sorry, Senator Cruz. I have your name down as moving the bill, but Senator Greif, being a member of the committee, can move the bill himself. I apologize.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would propose that we move this bill forward. I have a question. Being there's no fiscal note showing up on it, would it be proper to just ask for us to vote for it here and vote on it here and try to move it forward to the floor?
I think that would be appropriate, Senator DeCrife. And so the motion would be to recommend Senate file 478 to pass and send it to the Senate floor. And that is that. Were there any amendments on that? Any discussion on that motion? All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails.
Thank you.
Okay, Senator Sharon. Senator Sharon.
Thank you very much. Thank you for the opportunity to present on an unusual bill on a license plate today. This is Senate File 135, and it's a bill to authorize the creation of a new special license plate for the four-lane expansion of Highway 14. And I want to thank Senator Perry, Senator Senjum, and Senator Dames, who are also on this legislation. I do have a delete all amendment that I'd like to offer, and then I'll explain the bill if that's okay.
That'd be fine, Senator Sharon.
Thank you. in order, in light of the time, I think people have read through these enough and understand the complexities or lack thereof in these bills, but this new delete all amendment does place a date and add some language that the department needed. So it directs the Commissioner of Public Safety to issue the special plate. It directs the Commissioner to create and design an emblem in consultation with the U.S. Highway 14 Partnership, and the inscription would be Support Highway 14. It exempts this special plate from statutory requirements that include submitting a survey of vehicle owners that show that at least 10,000 people want to buy it. Subdivision 6 creates the Trunk Highway 14 account. In the special, and this is in a, this is one of these plates that will have the resources be $30 contributions associated with the issuance of the special plates, and the money in the account is to first pay the Commissioner of Public Safety for the startup costs, and then the remainder is appropriated to the Commissioner of Transportation to construct or reconstruct Highway 14 as a freeway. And then Subdivision 5 allows, upon payment of a $5 fee, transfer of the special plates to another eligible vehicle owned by the person or to whom the plates were originally issued. I had some comments, Mr. Chairman, about the importance of Highway 14 and why this is moving forward, but instead of making those in light of time, I'd like to introduce to you, if it's all right, the president of the Owatonna City Council and the current chair of the Highway 14 Partnership, Les Abrams, to comment on the importance of this bill.
Senator Sharon, why don't we go ahead and move the A1 delete all amendment, then we'll be then we'll know what we're working off here. So.
Of course. Thank you. I will move that amendment as a member of the committee.
Senator Sharon moves the A1 delete all amendment. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. We'll proceed with
your testimony. Thank Mr. Abrams.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, my name is Les Abraham. I am the council president for the city of Owatonna. I am also the president of the U.S. Highway 14 Partnership. When I was discharged from the Army in 1968, I came home to read the newspaper that Highway 14 was going to be built into a four-lane highway. That was 1968. I am here to express the partnership's support for the Senate file 135 creating the authorizing the use of special Highway 14 license plates. I also want to thank Senator Sharon and for her support of this bill, as well as Senator Perry and Senator Senjum for their support of Highway 14. I also want to thank you, Chairman Ginsey, for giving us the opportunity to talk on this important issue. For those who are not aware of Highway 14, it runs across the southern part of Minnesota. Our partnership supports the four-lane expansion of Highway 14 from New Ulm to Rochester. To date, only two segments of this project remain unfinished, the North Mankato to New Ulm segment and the Owatonna to Dodge Center segment. The partnership represents approximately 45 local units of government and private sectors affiliates, including the cities, counties, townships, chambers of commerce, and local businesses. Our goal is to advocate for the completion of the four-lane expansion of Highway 14. For members of Highway 14 committees, finishing these projects are vital to the safety of area drivers as well as their local economies. Segments of along Highway 14 remain some of the most dangerous in the state. Senator Senjum mentioned the 24-mile two-lane segment between North Mankato and New Ulm has a fatality rate of almost 96%. Above the statewide average between 2007 and 2009, over 10 people have been killed on the Owatonna to Dodge Center segment in the past 10 years. According to a recent Mankato Free Press story, over 25 have died on Highway 14 between New Ulm and Waseca during the past decade. This is not a statistic we are proud of. Major regional centers along Highway 14 include the cities of Rochester, Owatonna, Mankato, North Mankato, and New Ulm. Every day, hundreds of heavy trucks share these rural roads with people traveling to work, heading to the Mayo Clinic, driving to Mankato State University, or other points in between. Much of this rural road will show slow agricultural traffic merging with commuters and students. Often, many outstate trucks from Chicago will shave off time on their trips heading west by hopping on Highway 14 when Interstate 90 veers to the southwest from Rochester, east or west of Rochester. While we all recognize the Senate Sharon's bill is not the complete answer to finishing these projects, it does allow the community to show their support for finishing Highway 14. And this is very important and helpful. Any measure of new revenue for this project is needed and will be used. Our constituents need this project done and they want to help in the process. I am hopeful this legislation will help us move toward a larger goal of finishing the project as soon as possible. And on behalf of the Highway 14 Partnership, I want to thank Senator Sharon, Senator Perry, and Senator Sedgham, as well as Chairman Gimsey, for their support of this bill and for their continued efforts to complete Highway 14. Thank you.
Well, Mr. Abrams, every time I ride on the new Highway 14, I get four-lane highway envy from that. That's a beautiful roadway now, and we sure want to see that completed, too, for the safety reasons as well as the economic development reasons for that. But hopefully this will help you move forward in achieving that. Senator Rest.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and Senator Sharon. In light of Ms. McCormick's comments earlier about moving toward a new accounting system and how, quote, fragile that might be in the next several months as it's coming on board, I wonder if you would consider having an effective date that was maybe delayed a couple of months or so as they're bringing the new system up rather than just January 1st. I mean, they can do the design they indicated by then, but or maybe Ms. McCormick could come back and say, can it be done? Or when do you expect the new system to go online?
Thank you, Senator Rest. You know, the recommendation for the change in the date was based on some of those considerations, but I'll leave that to Ms. McCormick.
Ms. McCormick?
Mr. Chair and members of the committee, for the record, Pat McCormick with DVS. And because it's a one-time contribution, it isn't the difficulty that we have when we have the ongoing contributions. And so as long as we would have it extended out until the date that Senator Sharon put in her amendment, we should be able to accommodate that request. But we appreciate
thank you,
your,
Mr. Chairman.
Thinking
I,
of that.
I should have paid attention that it's a one-time thing rather than the annual one that some of the others are.
That was good clarification. Senator Stephen?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And Senator Sharon, I commend you and the other co-authors of this bill for your strong advocacy for Highway 14. I sympathize with you, too, because when the Hastings Bridge needed to be reconstructed and there were such immense safety concerns, I was really grasping at all possible routes to see how we could reconstruct that bridge. So I am sympathetic. However, it just seems like this is a pretty big stretch in that when is the special, and this isn't directed necessarily at you, Senator Sharon, but to the committee as a whole, when is this idea of special plates ever going to end or draw to any sort of conclusion in terms of, I was just sharing with Senator Gazelka that I remember giving Senator Koch a hard time when she was on the Transportation Committee for carrying a bill about supporting horses, and there was a special plate for horses. I mean, we've had special plates for a variety of worthy projects, but at some point as a committee or as a policy, I think it's imperative that the state and perhaps we provide this direction is what do we do to really try to come up with a more standard set of what qualifies for a special plate. Not, again, that this is any less worthy than any of the other projects, but, you know, you could get a bumper sticker and sell bumper stickers for $30 and you'd get more money into this account than going through the
state process of having State Department design, Department of Vehicle Services design a special plate and issue them and all the administrative work that goes into that. So, again, I sympathize, and I'm not speaking especially against this, but as a general policy, I don't know if you want me to share this, Senator Lilly, but we were just saying why not have like a little emblem you could stick on, no matter what your cause, you could pay extra money for that and have, you know, it be for horses or dogs or whatever you want, stick that on and that could be your plate and there'd be some more uniformity. I mean, I just think as a committee, and I used to give Senator Murphy a hard time about this, we really need to tackle this in terms of what makes the most sense for our limited state employees' time.
Thank you for the comments, Senator Sieben. Appreciate that. Senator Scherer?
You know, I had the same thought when I was sitting over here that we should design a plate that has a little section on it, sort of like Tom McLaughlin mentioned on the plate for the motorcycles, where you can just put a sticker on there, and then every time you have to renew, you can choose your latest cause where you want to raise some money. And I just, I think that this, of course, captures the costs in the way that it's expended. But I think, you know, if we could sit down and think longer range about how we might, I don't object to multiple ways of being able to help people through license plates or putting a tab on their license plate to show support for something. I hope we don't take that away. And if we can design a better system, I think we ought to do that. But I hope that because this is the fifth on the list, that it isn't the one that you choose to say no to.
Well, I don't think that's going to happen, Senator Sharon, but we in our discussions about these and how to proceed forward with them, there was a suggestion made, and I'll say it was on my own part, that maybe for every one of these that we do approve, five of them have to go away. So, I understand the concerns, but I think it is also the responsibility of this committee to hear these out and then allow the discussion to go forward, and certainly we have the opportunity on the floor to express those concerns also. But Ms. Berzovsky, to this point, maybe has some input.
Mr. Chair and Senators, I just wanted to point out that there is a statute in Chapter 168 that provides for discontinuance of special plates, and there are a lot of exceptions. I think they're some of the veterans' plates and some of the other ones, but there are a lot of conditions that will trigger discontinuance of a plate. For example, if there are fewer than 1,000 sets of plates currently registered at the end of the first 6 years, if the fund or requester receiving contributions no longer exists, the requester has stopped providing the services that are authorized to be funded from contribution proceeds, the requester requests discontinuance, or contributions have been misused. Those are conditions that will trigger discontinuance of special plates.
Just a follow-up question, Ms. Berzovsky. Is that the same exemption that we passed in some of these other bills, exempting some of the other bills from that?
Ms. Berzovsky.
Mr. Chair, sometimes we have exempted from that. In this particular bill, in 1.18, it's restricted to that section, subdivision 2, and subdivision 2 is the barriers to initiating the special plate only, but this particular plate is not exempted from the discontinuance subdivision.
Senator Hall?
Mr. Chair, I just wanted to speak to Senator Sieben. I was going to attack it a little different, maybe along the same lines, but I was wondering if Senator Sharon would stand for a friendly amendment at 1.16 where the inscription says support Highway 14. I thought we could insert a black slash and 61, and we could split the money. Because as Senator Sieben would point out, that we don't have a four-lane from Hastings to Red Wing. We've got it partially completed. That was done about, 12 years, maybe 15? No, it's been 18 years ago, and it's a four-lane to nowhere. And then and on the other side, we don't have a four-lane from Red Wing to Wabasha. And, if you've ever driven that stretch, it's quite dangerous. And we have a lot of trucks that come from the metro area down to the Excel incinerator, the steam plant there. So I'm just wondering if that might not be a friendly amendment. But to the same point, certainly it's creative, but I think when you do something like this, I think you start to do a little injustice to some of the real plates that we talked about here today, the gold plate and the disabled veterans and some of those things. So not to say that this isn't a worthy cause, but I think you start to take away the meaning of some of those other plates, and I don't think I'll support this just because of that fact. Not to say that the cause isn't worthy. It's just that I don't think this is a road we should go down.
Senator, may I respond?
Yes, Senator, sure.
I appreciate the other causes as well, but I would ask you to, as you think about your vote, consider that much of the reason that there are so many people that are members of the Highway 14 Partnership, besides just the discussion of the economic opportunities that come from a four-lane, and besides the fact that we've been talking about this for 40 years in our part of the state, and it keeps getting pushed back because other projects like you're talking about that are get increased intensity as the development grows out from the metro area, pushing this one back still, that the critical issue is these deaths that the president of the Owatonna City Council is talking about, and that in those families find that critically, critically important. So deaths and disruptions to families that come from our roadways, I think, does raise this issue up, and it shares with it the importance of other plates that have been requested.
Senator Hall?
Mr. Chair and Senator Sharon, I agree that that is absolute of major importance when we have deaths on our roadway. But, I don't know of any other plate that's similar to this. And I'm just thinking we're opening up Pandora's box a little bit, because I can bet you there are a lot of dangerous roadways in our state, and every one of them deserves to be repaired and fixed, for safety. But I can just see a stream, if we go down this road, that there's going to be other people coming in, and I think it's going to dilute. At what point do you say no, and it's going to dilute the value of I think before we take this step, we should have the discussion about what qualifies for this plate and how we should handle that. I think we should put together, whether members of this committee or members of a joint committee from the House, and talk about really what rises to that level, because there are a lot of great causes out here, and we all want to, we don't want to put a bumper sticker on our car per se because we don't want to wreck the bumper, but we're willing to put that plate on and show our support there. So, I don't want to I understand the economic development. We have the same discussion in Red Wing about the four-lane to the metro. We don't have that, and that would really help us. But I just think this isn't the right vehicle for this, and I think we should have a discussion about it before we go down this road, because I think you're going to have a lot of – if we do this, we're going to have every community, everybody who wants any project done, to try and fund it in this creative way. And I give you credit for this, to put this forward. But I'm just – as a legislator, I cannot support this.
Senator Howe, it sounds like you and Senator Sieben may be able to collaborate on some legislation here, or an approach that we can take that might be able to help us as we proceed forward. Appreciate that. Senator Sieben?
Well, Mr. Chairman, I would just add that this magnifies the importance, and the committee, I hope, will spend more time on budget issues as it relates to improving our roadways, because really Highway 14, like other roadways in our state, need critical investment in them, and under our current budget, they're not able to get their needs met because there isn't enough money in the system. So, although, again, this is a creative solution, I'm sure you'd have to sell hundreds of thousands of plates to get where you need to get to really do what you need to do. So I hope, I know Senator Sharon and others will continue to be advocates for increased funding for our roadways.
Senator Senjum?
Thank you, Ms. Chair. I just, in lieu of this discussion, at least about additional plates, I just urge that you hold it off until Thursday, because I have one. a very worthy plate, and I want to have a chance to present it.
We'll have that discussion on Thursday, Senator Senjum. Hey, Senator Sharon, do you have, Senator Perry? Do you have a...
Mr. Chair, I would move Senate File 135 be recommended to pass and be
referred to the Committee on Finance.
As amended.
Senator Sharon, being on the committee, you have the call on who makes the motion.
I'm happy to have Senator Perry make the motion, and it would add as amended.
And as amended.
As amended.
Okay. Senator Perry moves that Senate File 135 be recommended to pass, and as amended, be recommended to pass and re-referred to the Committee on Finance. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Nay.
Motion carries. There being no further business before the committee, we stand adjourned.